This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Vasquez! Oscar Vasquez?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to Field Base Delta. Follow me. I'm assigning you to light recon. A little field work to get your feet wet.
I thought this base only handled logistics and supply management.
So what? We just pilot drones and trucks, sipping cachacas while the real action's 100 clicks away?
No, ma'am.
We're soldiers and we gotta be combat ready. At all times. Is that going to be a problem?
It's just I'm only trained for remote ops.
Private, this whole valley is defended by 50 cal auto turrets. You'll be back before dinner.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Sergeant Lee.
Who's just charging? What time is it?
Time to get off your ass. We got supply drones inbound, and I need two spotters on that ridge by 1300.
Can't SysOps handle it? What do you need us for?
I don't take chances when it comes to getting food to my troops. So unless you want a size 9 regular up your ass, start climbing.
Always a pleasure, Lieutenant.
Battery stack. Fully charged.
You ready to babysit some supply drones, Private?
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Get that helmet strapped, kid. We gotta hustle if we're gonna make it.
The lieutenant said it wasn't dangerous.
He's an officer. They always say that.
But the real fighting's pretty far. Right, Sergeant?
It's Emmett. Save Sergeant for when the brass is around.
Yes, sir.
First field op?
Lots of simulations.
Great. Just my luck.
I'm not worthless, you know. This implant I got...
We all got neural links, brother. That's why they call us remote ops.
Yeah, but I got those new ultrasonics. I can pick up sounds as low as 0.5 hertz.
Any defensive mods? Gun ports? Energy weapons?
No, sir. What about you?
I got fragged in Sao Paulo, so Uncle Sam gave me new legs and an arm. Nothing fancy, but they get the job done.
I like your tattoo. What does it mean?
Drive or die. Had to earn it.
How long you been in SA?
22 months, 9 days, 6 hours.
Damn. How much longer, you think?
As long as those Uruguayan rebels attack Chemigrow plantations, we'll be here.
They told us we protect democratically elected governments from extremist... Emmett, can you hear that?
50 cals.
Auto turrets?
The rebels are getting cut to ribbons testing our perimeter.
What the hell was...
Oh, shit. EMP.
What is it?
The auto turret.
I don't hear them.
Exactly. And that's bad. That's really fucking bad. Field Base Delta, this is Sergeant Emmett Lee. Do you copy? Lieutenant. Search for base communications.
Scanning. Scanning.
Emmett, there's no...
Hold on.
No signal detected from Field Base Delta.
Shit. We've lost contact.
That's what I was trying to tell you. All systems are down.
The base has 45 personnel. Without those guns, it's wide open. We gotta get those people out before the rebels get there.
How?
The supply drones. If we can get a signal to them, tell them to dump their cargo, they can pick up everybody at the base and haul ass back to the carrier before the rebels blow everything to hell.
But how are we gonna contact the drones? We can't reach anybody. We're in the middle of the jungle.
Our implants are still working. I can pilot the drones once I make contact.
Scanning for resupply drones. Scanning. Scanning. Drones out of range.
Shit. Without the base's repeater, my signal's not strong enough. Can you hear them?
Let me see. Picking up 3 heavy lifters about 20 clicks away.
Are they still heading towards Delta?
Negative. They're turning around. Why are they going the wrong way?
The blast. Cut the live link to the base. Without it, the drones are programmed to return to the carrier.
So what do we do?
I'm thinking.
Oh, hold on. I'm picking up a drone. It's heading towards us.
Towards us? Are you sure?
It's not one of ours.
What do you mean?
It sounds tactical.
Shit. It's probably a rebel scout.
Sounds like it's carrying a minigun and rockets.
We need cover.
Hostile drone approaching in 15 seconds.
There. You can hide in that swamp. Come on. Oscar, our implants let us communicate subvocal. Try it.
I hear you. Did the drone see us?
If it did, we'd be dead.
I can't hold my breath much longer.
The water hides our thermals. The drone will leave soon, but we need it now.
What for?
To send an encrypted file. Check your feed.
Why?
Hurry, before it leaves.
Okay, I'm sending it. Oh, man. That's the longest I've held my breath.
Another minute, then we'd be toast.
What was in the file?
Assuming the encryption holds. Instructions to repeat my signal so I can contact our drones.
Hijacking the enemy's hardware? That's next level.
Scanning. Link with supply drones established. Awaiting command.
It's working. I can access the drone's virtual control panel. They're dumping a load. Now, I just have to turn them around and point them towards Delta.
I'm tracking them. They're headed to base now.
Lieutenant will know what to do.
What about us?
I embedded our location in the signal. Once the base is clear, they'll pick us up on the way.
How long?
Long enough for a little rest.
I thought we were done for, man. All of us. I thought... Oh, you're asleep. I'll keep watch then. Wake you up when it's time to roll out. Drive or die, brother.
Broken Road is executive produced by Jacob Pinion and E.J. Kalunas. Directed by Ron Newcomb. Starring Lana McKissick, Peter Shinkoda, Manu Bennett, and Indiana Masala. Please visit recursor.tv/Broken Road for more information.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.